I want us to start off in Isaiah 24. I'm going to start with verse 1, Isaiah 24, 1. And the NLT, we're going to use the NLT in Isaiah 24, 1. We're going to read each one of these verses in this chapter, and I want to talk about them a little because this chapter, a lot of people say, well, I don't know when this is going to happen. But if you read the last two verses of that chapter, you got to know it's today. It's today. Now, this is scary. I mean, you know, some people say, they've told me, said, I've never heard, you know, I've talked a little bit about Planet X, and some people said, I've never heard of Planet X. Well, you know, Fox News, maybe it's been a couple of years ago, I don't remember, time gets by, but Fox News, they had some scientist on there, maybe it was 2 or 3 years ago, I don't know when it was. Do you have any idea when that was? Oh, he was on in 2008? Okay, there was a scientist on in 2008 on Fox News that talked about Planet X, you know, and in its orbit, how it's coming close to us. And he also, now he talked about several different scenarios of how this thing could line up at different times of where we are on our orbit when it passes. And he talks about if we're over here on this side of the sun and this thing goes around on this side, then we won't be too bad. The devastation might not be too severe, you know, but if we're around, further around, it could be pretty severe. And if we happen to be on the same side of the sun as it comes around, it could be catastrophic. You know, I mean, major portions of the world could die, he's talking about. You say, wow. Well, somebody says, well, I never heard this. Well, it's out there, but I'm going to tell you that the federal government is not putting this out there for everybody to see, because the average person, what would you do if you thought in 3 years from now you was going to die? If you were pretty sure, what would most people do? I mean, some people would go nuts. You know, I mean, but you know, does anybody know how long you're going to live? No. I mean, one of the men, I won't even say a name yet till I get some stuff, but one of the men that used to go to this church came here quite regularly for a while. I've known the guy for 10, 15, well, at least 10 or 15 years, at least 15 years. He's not old. You know, I think he's about 50. But this last week, I mean, he went up to another state up in the north to visit with his sister. And he walked across from one house to another one to have dinner with his sister when she called him, and he never got there. And they, about an hour later, they thought, well, maybe we better look for him. So they tried to call him, and they can't get him. So they walk outside, and there he lay at the back of her car on the ground, stone dead with a heart attack. Now, do you think that when he left one sister's house going to the other sister's house, he had any idea that in just a few steps his heart was going to be that and he's going to be on the ground instantly dead? No. Mm-mm. He had no idea. No idea. But see, do you have any idea how long you're going to live? No. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. I mean, you know, you think, well, I'm going to live forever. Hey, I got news for you. You ain't going to live forever. You're going to physically die. You may live forever with Jesus, but this physical body that you live in this earth, so you're going to give this thing up one day. So don't get too attached to it. You know, don't get attached to it, because you're going to have to leave it. You can't have it forever. You know, so you need to get used. Don't get hung up on, I mean, I see people that when they lose their mate or they lose one of their children, I see people go into hysteria, scream, kick, I mean, go crazy and do all kinds of stupid things. Well, hey, you need to realize that when a person is born, they're born to die. That's just the way it's been for the last 6,000 years, and it ain't going to change. So the thing about it is, love Jesus. Walk with him, serve him, and when the day comes for you to give up this earth suit, it ain't going to be no big deal. In fact, I just, this morning, somebody sent me an email, and it had a YouTube on it, and I was looking at it early this morning. And as I was looking at this YouTube this morning, the title of it was Raised from the Dead. Now then, I thought I knew who that was talking about, but I went back, and actually there was two, when I pulled it up, there was two YouTube deals there, and one of them was about Isaiah Reed. Now, you remember Isaiah Reed?
Yes.
You know, the young man that was the pimp, you know, that his mother and dad were Christians and evangelists, and he didn't want nothing to do with what mother and dad did. And so he's out there living in the world. You know, he's drugs, alcohol, sex, you name it. He is living in the world. Well, you know, you remember that Isaiah Reed, he got shot right through the ear with a pistol, right through the head, and it didn't kill him. And he turned around and the guy put the gun in his mouth. When he did, he grabbed it and the guy shot him right down through the mouth and lodged in a vertebrae in his neck. Now then he's sitting there with that vertebrae locked with a bullet in it and he can't turn it loose and the guy can't pull a trigger again. So the guy's driving the car, turns around, takes a big old long dagger and starts stabbing him over and over and over right through the chest. You know, that's not exactly the kind of lifestyle I want to take on. That's not where I want to live. You, Tom? But this is what the sin world puts you into. Well, Isaiah Reed, you can look it up on the internet. You can see these things if you got a computer. It's really interesting to see these things. But Isaiah Reed, whenever he was thrown out on the street, DOA. Well, when the police came, they pronounced him dead. They took him to the hospital. They pronounced him dead. They took him into the place where the doctor does the autopsies, and they cut him open. He's still got the scar. You know, they cut him open from here to here, and they spread his lungs out, and then his mother hears about it. She's an evangelist somewhere, and she said, "I want to talk to my son." And they said, "Ma'am, you can't talk to your son. He's dead." She said, "Well, then put the PA on this room, in the room where he's at. I want to pray for him." Now, this is a stupid mother, right? No, this is a mother that's obviously in touch with the King. And she knows she's in touch with the King. And she prays a prayer of faith for her son, which is laying there dead for hours, already got his chest ripped open by a doctor and doing an autopsy on him. And whenever she starts praying for this boy, he starts breathing again. How would you like to be the doctor doing that report? So what does the doctor do? Puts him back together and sews him up. And he recovers and he's out of the hospital in 30 days. And now then you'd think, this boy, he ought to be on fire for Jesus now, right? No, wrong. Goes right back into his pimp world, selling girls, selling liquor, selling drugs. And he does that, I think, for about 2 or 3 more years. And then one day, you know, here's this guy, you know, they're having a party one night. They got girls and guys and they're drinking and having sex and they're doing everything in the world that the world does. And all of a sudden, Isaiah Reed, this one girl over, she starts crying. He says, "What do you want, some more money?" She says, "No, I don't want any money." He said, "Well, then you want some more drugs?" And she said, "No, I don't want any drugs either." He said, "Well, anytime a woman don't want money, they don't want drugs, it's time to knock her out." That's the world he lives in. So he gets up and walks over and grabs her and starts to knock her out. And just as he starts to hit her, he said, "I know what I'm going to do for you, woman. I'm going to pray for you." Now then, where did that come from? Who could have done that possibly? Oh, I guess it's just some God that don't have any power, right? No, that's our God, ain't it, Tom? So he prays for that woman, and he prays for her. The woman gets saved. Here he is, a drug addict. You think God can't use anybody to do anything he wants to at any time he wants to? Last time I checked, he's still the King.
Amen.
He's still in control of everything. And so as he prays for her, then he hears this voice. "What about you, Isaiah? What are you going to do with your life?" He's looking around. He looked over at his buddy. He said, did you hear? Did you just talk to me?" He said, "No, I didn't say nothing to you." He said, "Well, I heard this voice." "So what about you, Isaiah?" He said, "Who's talking to me?" And he says, "It's me, Isaiah. It's God." He said, "I don't believe in you, God." He said, "That's okay. I'm still here." He said, "Why don't you change your life?" He says, "God, even you can't change my life." He said, "Isaiah, why don't you give me a chance?" "Okay, God, you the man. If you can do anything with this body," he said, "you the man, do something with me." And the next thing Isaiah read, and all them people in that room that were having sex on drugs and alcohol, they're all on the floor mopping up their tears on with their hair, and they're repenting, and Isaiah Reed got gloriously saved. Now, I think everybody in the room got gloriously saved that night. It changed Isaiah's life forever. Today, Isaiah Reed is an evangelist, and he is traveling around all over the country preaching the Word of God. But the other one that was pretty awesome was the story of Pastor Daniel. The other one, how many of you have heard of Pastor Daniel from Africa? A few of you have. Well, and this happened to be in November of 2001. See, in September of 2001, what happened in September? What happened in 9/11? We had a tremendous, devastating thing happened in New York City, didn't we? Lots of people died, didn't they? And then on 10/13, I had a devastating thing in my life where I lost a wife and a daughter in a car wreck. And my little granddaughter technically was killed in that car wreck. So I had to fight my battle. But then in November, God was busy that year. I didn't realize how busy He was. He's always busy, you know it? But in November of 2001, Isaiah Reed was going down a hill in his Mercedes over in Africa, wherever he lives. Pastor, what did I say? Oh, okay, Pastor Daniel, excuse me. Yeah, Pastor Daniel was going somewhere in his Mercedes, and he's going down a hill, and he hit the brake, and when he did, the brake pedal went completely to the floor, non-restricted. Now, that's just almost unheard of in a Mercedes. You know, they got an extremely good brake system, dual brake system and everything else, but both systems failed. And he ran into a big concrete embankment, drove the steering column right through his chest, his head went through the windshield, and he's dead, technically speaking. They do take him to a hospital, and they do check him, and when he does come back to life, he does ask for his wife, and they get his wife there, and then he wants them to take him to his personal doctor, and on the way there, he dies. And the angels come and get him, and take him to heaven, show him all kinds of things, and then they take him to hell. Scary thing.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Great Shaking Coming in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.